In a community that must cope with the isolation brought about by distance, fear and ignorance in the face of an enemy that knows no boundaries or distinction of class, gender or belief, the residents of a small Saskatchewan town near the end of the First World War must find a way to survive. For some, that survival will be based on telling soothing lies, while for others it will amount to faith and hope. None of that may be enough. The year is 1918 and the town of Unity has already lost many of its young men to the Great War. Just as the war is ending, Unity is decimated by the Spanish flu. As fear of the deadly enemy begins to fill the town with paranoia, drastic measures are taken to try to keep the illness at bay. The town is quarantined, trains are forbidden to stop, and no one can enter the town as its borders are sealed. Kevin Kerr's award-winning play, Unity, 1918, coming to the Langham Court Theatre on November 19, explores the ways in which one small community deals with the fear, mistrust and paranoia that resulted from a plague that killed an estimated 50 million people worldwide, more than the World War that preceded it. The play introduces us to three sisters, Beatrice, Sissy and Mary, and, through a series of vignettes, Kerr uses their experiences and attitudes to force the audience to strip away the usual defenses that people use to hide the reality of disease and death. We have B, whose romantic image of war is shattered by a blind soldier returned from the battlefield. Then there's Sissy, whose teenage exuberance is driven to dangerous and half-mad actions when her boyfriend succumbs to the disease. And finally, we have Mary, whose sweet goodwill and generous bravery is no defense against the disease. This is a story of how they deal with adversity, tragedy and grief, but it's also about how we all treat one another, said Janine Longhi, the director of the Langham Court production. The play is brilliant and particularly relevant given the fact that we all recently dealt with a pandemic that disrupted our lives, although to a far lesser extent. But the play isn't all doom and despair. Unity also provides a little hope as it shows that, in this small community, people can step forward into roles that aren't who they are, said Rebecca Elliott, who plays the role of Beatrice. For example, there's a woman who steps into the role of funeral director when there's no one left to take on that job. My own character has to take on the care of five farms, and she also steps into the role of nurse. It's about resilience and hope and how that hope is demonstrated in the choices that the characters make. Elliot, who grew up in a small town very much like Unity, says that the play will have a special significance and connection with anyone who has lived in a small community, but that the message will hit home, no matter what the background the audience might come from. People will come away thoughtful and reflective about their own resilience and how they approach tough times, said Elliot. Unity, 1918, opens on November 19 and runs through December 7 at the Langham Court Theatre, 805 Langham Court in Victoria. Tickets and more information can be found at langhamtheatre.ca.